were so great and strong that the earth
into the goal of Vrindavan, where Krishna is situated. Golokayovani vasati akhilatma bhuto. It is not that because he is staying in Goloka Vrindavan, therefore he is absent here. No. Akhilatma bhuto. He is everywhere. Annantarastham paramanucha. He is even within the atom. This is understanding of Krishna. So we are preaching this Krishna consciousness on the basis of this Bhagavad Gita as it is, without misinterpreting, to show our so-called scholarship. No, that is not the way of understanding Krishna. We should understand Krishna submissively, as Arjuna is doing. Shishyasteham sadhimam prapannam. Krishna also asked Arjuna to surrender fully. So he has already surrendered. When Arjuna saw that there are so many perplexities and this cannot be solved except by Krishna, so he surrendered. Shishyasteham sadhimam prapannam. So in this way, if we surrender to Krishna through his representative. Representative means one who says exactly what Krishna says. He does not change anything. Krishna says, sarva-dharmān parityajya māmekam saranam vraja, and his representative says that you give up everything, surrender to Krishna. The same thing. And there is no difficulty. One hasn't got to manufacture some idea, some philosophy. No. Everything is there. And if you preach what Krishna has said, then you are spiritual master. It is not a very big job. Simply you have to become sincere to Krishna, and you learn Krishna through his representative, you become sincere to the representative of Krishna and Krishna, jasya devi parabhakti, yatha devi tatha guru, then you are spiritual. It is not very difficult. And become, every one of you become spiritual master and preach this gospel of Bhagavad Gita as it is, then world will be saved. Otherwise, they are already in trouble and they will go more and more into the depths of the troubled, dangerous position, and they will never become happy. So Krishna consciousness movement is very, very important movement for saving the human civilization, the human society. Thank you very much.
Is it offensive in while chanting that the mind should dwell on thoughts referring to our devotional service activity for the spiritual master?
The chanting process is that you chant with your tongue, Hare Krishna, and hear. That's all. Then you are saved. Hare Krishna must be chanted by the use of tongue, and you hear it. That's all. Where is the difficulty?
Just hear the sound. And then these thoughts that come in.
Sure, everything may come, but this is the process. This is the process. Chant Hare Krishna and hear. Nothing is difficult in Krishna consciousness movement. One has to execute it very seriously and sincerely, then everything is all right. Nothing is very difficult. Not at all. Harennama, 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 iva kevalam. Kalo nasti va nasti va nasti va. Chant Hare Krishna and hear it. Then everything will come. Krishna, by chanting, purely, without any offense, this Hare Krishna mantra, then you will understand Krishna's form, Krishna's quality, Krishna's pastimes, Krishna's entourage, everything. Vidyavadhu jivanu, sarvātma sapanam param vijayati Sri Krishna Sankhi. This is the way. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, param vijayati Sri Krishna Sankhi. Simply by chanting, you get all success. Yeah, it is sarva siddhi haivato, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You'll get all siddhis. The greatest siddhi is to understand Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's all. That's all. If you simply admit this, that Krishna is just like Krishna says, Bhavanam janmanam anti jnanavan mang prapadvate. So why should you wait for Bhavanam janma? You accept Krishna. My Lord Krishna, you are the Supreme. So long I was forgotten. Now I accept you, I surrender to you. But your life is perfect. Of course, it is not very easy to do that. Therefore, there are shastra, sadhu, guru to take their help. But the real thing is this. Accept Krishna, the Supreme, Absolute Truth, and surrender unto Him, your business is finished. And stay in that position. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given so nice and easy for the fallen souls of this Kali Yuga. They cannot do anything. So-called yoga, so-called austerity, it is not possible. It is not possible. Prayana alpaya ayusha kalu vasmi jigirana mandasa vandamatayu vandu bhagya jupat. It is not possible to proceed according to the ways of sacrifices, yajna, or mental speculation, or yogic siddhis. Nobody can perform perfectly, and even one performs very perfectly. That is not way to understand Krishna. Krishna says personally, Bhaktyarama Vijana. That is the only way.
There is no desired.
They say there are many ways, and any way you accept that will lead you to the absolute truth, and that's not the path. To understand the absolute truth, you have to accept the absolute path. That is bhakti yoga.
This is very difficult to obtain for others.
And Krishna says, Bhaktyarama Vijana. Yavan just charming. If you want to understand Krishna superficially, that is another thing. But if you want to know Krishna as He is, then only this devotional service. Sevan mukhehi jivahadu swamiva spurata. Krishna is living. He's so kind. If you simply, sincerely engage in devotional service of Krishna, then you will see Krishna everywhere. Krishna is everywhere.
In the lotus millennium, in the days of yore, at the beginning of the creation,
I so chant Hare Krishna mantra, purify your heart, which is full of dirty things. Sinnatang sakata Krishna, punna sabana kitana. Even if you do not understand anything, simply hear Hare Krishna and Krishna's katha, then you become pious. In this way, as you become more and more pious, your path to understand Krishna is clear. And at the last moment, when you are completely pure from all contamination of sinful activities, you are engaged in Krishna service. Jesham antagatam papam jananam punya karmana ti danda maho nirmukta bhajati mahavya. One who is engaged in Krishna's service with firm faith and devotion, it means he has already freed himself from all kinds of reaction of sinful activity. This is the test. Without being freed from all contamination of sinful activities, nobody can pinch his faith on the lotus feet of Krishna. If one hesitates, that means he is still sinful. That's all. Navana duskitanam murha prapadnante naradhama. Duskriti. Duskita means sinful. He cannot surrender to Krishna. These are the plain things.